in terms of degree of difficulty, a triathlon of that length sounds hard enough, but the other stuff you're describing, the fact that you're swimming 2.6 miles in 50-some degree water and then running up and down mountains, getting thousands of feet of elevation gain and biking in between that for 112 miles, it's mind-boggling that a person could do this. But did you have trouble with it? Was it, or were you trained enough for it?
I was trained well. I got in by chance. A friend of mine wanted me to do support for him. He contacted me back in December, said, "Hey, want to run the last 7 miles with me, because it's up to 2,700 feet, then back down, and then back up to 2,500 feet." And he needed a support person. I said, "That sounds good. Maybe I'll sign up to get on the waiting list." And then I started like 50th on the waiting list, and like every 3 days I would get higher and higher. And all of a sudden I was like 10th on the waiting list, and I was like, oh no, I better start training. And that was just before Christmas, I guess. And the difficulty of it, I mean, was high, but the swim was great. I think Resurrection Bay was about 54 degrees when we got in at 4:30 in the morning. And we swam through one part that was about 48 degrees, but we had wetsuits on. The bike ride was spectacular. The marathon was good until the last 7 miles, and then we get to the bottom of Mount Alyeska, and we were all excited, saying, "Oh, good, we're done running, and now we can just walk for 7 miles." But the grade was like 25% or 30%. I mean, it was ridiculously steep, and my body just kind of started shutting down. A little bit of nutrition problems. So I think the first mile on the mountain, my cross-country runners would be very proud of me. I think my first mile on the mountain took me 54 minutes, and things got better after that, but I would walk, and then I'd stop, and my son would say, "Just go to that next flag, Dad," and I'd walk to the next flag, and I was like, oh my gosh, and my heart rate was low, but my legs were just beat, and it was by far the hardest event I've ever had, but mostly because of the mountain. But it was, I mean, that's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be extreme, and it was absolutely fantastically, euphorically extreme, because I knew I would get done, and I could just kind of put it in the bank and say, done that, been there, moving on.
Did you have a goal just to finish, or just did you have a time in mind or anything like that, or just to beat the there were time limits too, like you would be swept from the course if you didn't make certain times, were you?
Yeah, there was I think an 18-hour limit, and I was shooting for about 13.5 hours. It seemed reasonable, which is a couple hours slower than my fastest one, but the mountain was tougher than I thought. So I definitely had some goals. But number one, like you're saying, is I did just want to finish. A friend of mine said, "Don't race it." And I thought, oh, no, I won't race it. But your competitive nature kind of gets going. But once I got on the mountain, I realized that it was just a get through it, get over the finish line, and call it good. And I think there's a small handful of people there who were really racing it. But all of us were, the victory was in being part of the 154 that finished, compared to the, I think, 320 that had originally signed up.
So I have to ask, now that you've just come off this, and cross-country season is starting next week for your high schoolers, are practices going to be a lot harder this year?
Oh, definitely, yeah. they're going to, hopefully they'll all bring their bikes and their swimsuits, because that cross-training is key. Oh, yeah, they will be running up mountains every week.
I mean, that's you ran up Petersburg Mountain, down again, and then back up again, basically, over the course of...
Yeah, exactly, after swimming a couple miles and riding 100, so yeah. But they're teenagers. They can do anything.
Okay.